It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Lacapal Valley High School, the softball complex out here. We got a softball game for you this afternoon, and it's going to be a good one. Border West is here. That's Wheaton Herman Norcross and Clinton Graceville Beardsley combined in softball this year for the first time. And they had a very good season. Wheaton had a very good season. Clinton Graceville Beardsley had an outstanding season last night. I think they picked up 25 wins. There's two losses on the season for Clinton Graceville Beardsley. I believe they're the section champions. So that's who Lacapal Valley's playing tonight out here. Beautiful day. It's not bad at all compared to yesterday. Yesterday in the snow, if you're with us in Dawson, for the blackjack baseball game, it was a little nasty the last couple innings yesterday, but not here today. Lacapal Valley, the Eagles, and Border West. And both coaches are up behind home plate with the home plate umpires. Let's go through your starting lineups quickly. First for Border West, we've got Jordan Wright, the shortstop, Micaiah Hennessy, the shortstop. Batting third is Hannah Gary, the first baseman. Ellen Anderson will catch. She'll bat fourth. Batting fifth, Michaela Bertram out in left field. Paulson's out in right field. Sadie Wright is pitching. She's a sophomore. Very good one. Kellen is a designated player. And Parker Stotesbury is out in center field. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Border West. For Lacapal Valley, season opener for the Eagles and head coach Scott Sawatsky. Leading off for the Eagles would be Aiden Bond. Aiden's a catcher, batting second. And playing left field, Callie Kahn. Batting third, Maddie Geiser. Maddie will be over at first base. Faith Myers out in center field. She'll bat fourth. Raya Borsted will bat fifth. Borsted's playing right field. Eva Traeger is at second base. Batting sixth is Carson Whitnable at shortstop. Sadie Zarbach will bat seventh, and she'll play third base. Zarbach at third base. Ashton Shelstead is a designated player. And pitching is ninth grader Ava Deline, and Deline will bat ninth. And your head coach is Scott Sawatsky, assisted by Ryan Lee. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. So we want to thank Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison, for sponsoring the starting lineups. Head coaches, shake hands. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. And we'll be back with the first pitch between Lacapal Valley and Border West right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Dryer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Madison Dairy Queen, Minneota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Hoover Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minneota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Chris Wodzinski for House, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Clement Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, the Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Hortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Lacapaul Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. And the ball game's underway. We just got started here. Ava Deline is in the circle for Lacapaul Valley. She's got a full count to Jordan Wright. And there's a shot down the left field line, foul. Border West and Lacapaul Valley in a non-conference game here this afternoon. We got a tremendous crowd here. The sun is shining, not much wind, and temperature's rising, and the people are coming into the Lacapaul softball complex. There's another swing and foul back. Ava Deline is a ninth grader. Of course, Maya Sawatsky, also a ninth grader. She is out for the season. She had a knee injury in basketball. There's a ground ball knocked down there by Zarbach. Throw to first, not in time. But a nice knockdown there at third base by Sadie Zarbach. So there's your first hit of the game. Wright gets aboard. Quick, when you play third base in softball, you got to be quick. And Zarbach over there does a nice job. There's a long fly ball left field out of play. And that is foul. Hennessy, Micaiah Hennessy is batting. As I mentioned, Clinton Graceville Beardsley and Wheaton Herman Norcross have combined in softball this year for the first year. And we know what Clinton Graceville Beardsley did last year. 25 wins on the season. And now they've combined with Wheaton Herman Norcross. So this should be an outstanding team. They got a lot of players back. Here's the pitch from Deline. The runner goes down to second. She's got a stolen base. Wright slides into second base. And as I mentioned, Maya Sawatsky is out for the season with a knee injury from basketball. And there's a pitch high to number two, Hennessy. Deline wearing number nine. Runner on second for Border West. Second batter of the game. Here's a fly ball. Shallow center field. Kahn coming in. Callie makes the catch for the first out. Callie's got the sunglasses on out there in left field. The sun is shining brightly here. And I didn't mention this, but I'm in a brand new press box. That's right, a brand new press box here, and it is wonderful. It's an awesome press box. Here's the pitch from Deline, and that's a strike. Well, Ava's doing a great job. She's throwing strikes right off the bat here. Right at second base after getting a base hit. Here's a ground ball right back to the pitcher, Deline. Her only play is the first. She throws the first and gets Gary. That was Hannah Gary out. And we got two outs. Runner advances to third base on the throw. Now the head coach is coming over to talk with the home plate umpire. Wants to see if, I'm not sure what the conversation is here. home plate umpire is talking with the base umpire now. And they're going to tell the runner at third to go back to second base, and Gary is going to pick up the bat, so there is no out. Gary is coming back to bat. So I'm not sure. Well, it might have been a foul ball off the plate, and there's a pop-up in the infield. The first baseman, Geiser, calls for it and makes the catch. So one pitch again to Gary, and she pops it up to first base. Maddie Geiser making the catch. Two outs. Runner on second base. Here's Ellen Anderson, the catcher for Border West. Ava Deline in the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. And one strike there to number 13, Ellen Anderson. Eagles ready defensively. We're in the top of the first if you're just tuning in. Next pitch, a changeup. Here's a runner to third, and she is safe. That was close. Nice throw by the catcher, Bond. But we've got a runner on third. I believe the count is, home plate umpire's checking the count here. I think the scoreboard has it wrong. Two outs here in the top of the first. Deline's pitch is high. Number 13 is batting for Border West. She's their catcher, Ellen Anderson. Deline in the windup and the pitch. Ground ball is short. Whitnable, oh, it goes through her legs out in the left field. And a run scores. Carson just didn't get down on it quick enough. And we've got to give an error there. So Border West leading 1-0. Two outs. Here's the next batter, Michaela Bertram. There's a strike. I'm impressed with Ava here, Deline. Now she's throwing strikes. Versus Deline in her windup and the pitch. And there's a shot to center field. Base hit. Anderson around second. She's on her way to third. And then going down the second. And Border West has runners on third and second. That was a single there by Bertram. Hit the right center field. All this happening on two outs. Still 1-0. And here's Paulson, the right fielder for Border West. The pitch from Deline is high. We also have a JV game going on at the same time to my left here. So a lot of softball being played out here at La Capo. There's a pop-up down the right field line. Borstedt's chasing, and she's not going to get there. Two runs are going to score. The throw comes in, then hit the cutoff. That allows Anderson to go, or Paulson to get the second base. So Paulson with a 2-RBI single. Hit the out the right field, a pop-up. Raya Borstedt out there, unable to get there in time. So Anderson and Bertram score. And Paulson goes all the way to second base. They missed the cutoff. Here's a left-handed batter. This is the number 7, Sadie Wright. She's the pitcher, just a 10th grader. And the pitch is a strike two to right. Nice fastball there by Deline. She's got a good delivery. This is my first time seeing Ava Deline pitch. Here's the windup in the pitch, and that's down in the dirt. Nice stop by Bond. 3-0 is the score. Here in the top of the first. Next pitch to right is outside. We got Bond behind the plate, Geiser at first base, Traeger playing second, Whitnable at short, Zarbach at third. That's your infield for La Caparo Valley. Next pitch from Deline is low for a ball, and that was ball four. So there's a walk. Here's Avery Kellen, number 19. He's a designated player. Got a pinch runner for Border West. Runners on first and second. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Kellen at the plate. This is the number eight batter. Ground ball, hit the sawback at third. She fields it, and Sadie smartly steps on third base for the final out of the inning. So, Border West comes up with three runs on one, two, three hits. One Lacapaw Valley error, and they leave two on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Let's see if the Eagles can answer back here. They're down 3-0. We'll be back after this.
If you're looking for a seed partner that makes choice their number one priority, it's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your agri-partner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond.
All right, first pitch here to Aiden Bond. She swings at the ball, hits to the first baseman, Gary, and she steps on first base. So one pitch here, first pitch of the season for to Lacapaw Valley, and Bond grounds out the first. For the first out, Border West leading Lacapaw Valley 3-0. Here in the bottom of the first inning, here's Callie Kahn. The left fielder takes the first pitch from Sadie Wright, a strike. Great crowd here watching this softball game. Next pitch from Wright. Ooh, one bounce in front of home plate. Sadie Wright did a lot of pitching last year. And as a ninth grader, and she's a lefty. Here's the windup in the pitch to Callie Kahn. That's a ball. Boy, the bench for Lacapaw Valley, they're fired up down there. Wow. Here's the next windup. Swing and a miss. First strike to the Callie Kahn. On deck, Maddie Geiser. Maddie Geiser on deck. Right in her windup, and the left-hander delivers. Swing and a miss. She chased a high fastball for strike three. So Kahn goes down swinging for the second out. Here's Maddie Geiser. Maddie Geiser batting. Eagles down 3-0. The pitch there by Wright is down low for a ball. Maddie Geiser looks down to head coach Scott Sawatsky in the third base coaching box. Ryan Lee over at first base. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. Wright, Sadie Wright, can bring some heat there for Border West. Eagles batting in the bottom of the first inning, down 3-0. Here's a 1-1 pitch, and that's outside. Gary at first base, Gale at second, Wright at short, Hennessy at third. Out in the outfield, Bertram in left, Stotesbury in center, and Paulson in right. Here's the next pitch, and that just missed for ball three. Three balls and one strike to Geiser. Geiser would get aboard. Up next is Faith Meyer for Lacapaw Valley. Here's the pitch, and that's strike two. We got a full count. Wind blowing in a little bit of a breeze, but the sun is shining, 50-some degrees. Swung on and got a piece of it. So number 18, Maddie Geiser, stays alive here. Eagles had a really good season last year. They fell to Wabasso in the semifinals of the section. Here's a ground ball, hit the short. Wright fields it, throws to first, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Eagles. And so we'll go to the top of the second with Border West leading 3-0. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Eagles Softball right here on Q92.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEFT delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
All right, Border West leading Lacapaw Valley 3-0 as Border West is batting in the top of the second inning. And it's the 9-1-2 batters. Here's Parker Stotesbury, and she just drew a walk to start the inning. Ava Deline, first walk, second walk of the game for Deline. Now it's the top of the order for Border West and Jordan Wright, the shortstop. Border West currently in the preseason Class A softball. Here's a pitch. The runners go down to second, and the ball's thrown out in the center field, and Stotesbury will stay at second base. Now they throw it away. Stotesbury's on the way to third. Eagles throwing the ball around there cost them a couple of bases. So with nobody out, Stotesbury goes to third base. As I mentioned, Border West in the first softball rankings in the state, they're ranked number 4 in the state. United South Central ranked 1. Badger Greenbow strike 2nd. Houston ranked 3rd. Then a couple Section 3A softball teams. Wabasso is ranked 5th. Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian ranked 7th in the first poll of the season. So we got Oh, there's a pass ball. Another run's going to come in. Stotesbury scores the 4th run of the game for Border West on a wild pitch. So it's 4-0. 4-0 Border West. Top of the order here in Jordan Wright. 2-2 count to Wright. Deline's pitch pops it up in the infield. second baseman coming in, runs in and makes the catch. What a nice play there by Eva Traeger. Traeger running in hard. It's kind of just a little blooper. Deline got out of the circle there, but Traeger chased it down for the first out. Here's Micaiah Hennessy, the third baseman, batting. Paul Ramo out here at La Capal Valley this afternoon for softball action. First pitch is a ball to Hennessy, who flied out to Callie Kahn in her first at-bat. Left field. Oh, there's a rip down the left field line. It's foul. Just foul. That was close. Last year, as I mentioned, La Capal Valley had an outstanding season. They had 19 wins on the season, 6 losses. They were actually 12-1 in the Camden Conference. And as I mentioned, they lost to Wabasso in the semifinals, 10-6. There's a strike thrown by Deline. Nice pitch there by Ava. Here's the next pitch, and that's low and in the dirt to number 2, Micaiah Hennessy. Glad you're with us on Q92 for softball tonight. Yeah, last night we had baseball in the snow and cold. Today, a little different. That's April weather for you. Next pitch, ball 3-2 to Hennessy. Border West leading 4-0 here in the second. Called strike 3, and Hennessy knew it. She started heading his dugout right away. And there's your first strikeout of the season for Ava Deline. She can mix the speeds up pretty good. Here's Hannah Gary, the first baseman. 2 outs now, and a strike called there. And I don't know if you can hear the girls in the dugout down to my left, but they're making a lot of noise. Next pitch to Gary is in the dirt. Out in the outfield for La Capal Valley in the season opener, Callie Kahn's playing left field. Faith Myers out in center. Raya Borsted in right. Next pitch inside to number 22, Hannah Gary. And it's 2-1 to Gary. Ava has thrown 47 pitches so far. Here's the next pitch, and that's strike called. Home plate umpire has a good big strike zone there, so you better be swinging the bat. 2-2 count, 2 outs. Deline delivers. Change up. Oh, and she just got a piece of it as she swung. That was a great-looking change up there by Deline. Lockapal's got, with Maya Sawatsky going down, got some good young pitchers coming up. 2-2 count, 2 outs. Pitch, called strike 3, back-to-back strikeouts. And the Eagles come storming off the field, high-fiving Deline. So for Border West, 1 run on no hits. 1 error for Lockapal Valley, and nobody left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the second. Eagles down 4-0 to Border West. We'll be back with more softball right from La Capal Valley right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company of Starbuck understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. This message comes to you from Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company. Mitch Curtis, agent.
Hi, I'm Raya Borsted with the La Capal Valley softball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
For your next car shop, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
Paul Ramo back here at La Capone Valley High School. Border West leading the Eagles in this season opener 4-0. Faith Meyer just swung at the pitch there and struck out to start the bottom of the second inning. So Meyer goes down, second strikeout of the game. Therefore, Sadie Wright, the sophomore pitcher for Border West, the left-hander. Raya Borsted's batting. She's got some varsity experience. Takes the first pitch from Wright, a ball. Well, we lost our sun for a while now. Maybe it gets a little cooler when we don't have sunshine, but can't complain about the day. There's a foul ball to the backstop by Borsted. Ryan's got some good power. Good hitter. Sadie Wright, this will be her 19th pitch of the game here in the second. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Borsted took a monster swing there. One ball, two strikes. Sadie Wright in her windup. And here's the pitch. Changeup, just missed for ball two. A lot of Border West fans sitting down the first base side. They really did a nice, Coach Sawatsky's doing a nice job of building the softball program here at La Caprile Valley. The facilities, of course, with a little help from the referendum. And it's top-notch, let me tell you. Swing and foul back there by Raya. Love my new press box. I don't have to sit at an angle now. I can look straight on. Right, I'm broadcasting right behind home plate. Concession stand is below me. Some big bathrooms. Oh, there's a solid shot to right, and it goes right to the right fielder, Paulson. That was the hardest hit ball of the game so far off the bat of Borsted. But it was a line drive right to Paulson. And there's your second out. Here's Eva Traeger. Traeger takes the first pitch strike. Boy, that was a hard hit ball by Raya Borsted. That would have got over her head. It could have been a double for sure. But you got to give credit to Paulson, the right fielder. There's a changeup, and she went after it. Traeger swing and miss for strike two. So 0-2 count to Traeger, two outs. Border West leading 4-0. Here's the windup. Swing and a miss, struck her out. So Wright strikes out two Eagles there in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we'll go to the top of the third inning with the Border West leading the Eagles 4-0. We'll be back after this.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kahn with the La Caprile Valley softball team, and you're listening to LQPV Softball on Q92.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
All right, here's Alan Anderson batting for Border West. It's the 4, 5, and 6 batters here in the top of the third. There's a fly ball to center field. The center fielder coming in. That's Meyer, and she can't get there. And that's a base hit for Alan Anderson, shallow center field. Border West leading La Caparo Valley 4-0 here in the third inning. Here's Micaiah Bertram. She got a base hit to right center field. She swings that one and follows it back for strike one. Border West scored 3 runs in the first inning. They scored 1 in the second. Ava Deline, the ninth grader for La Caparo Valley, is pitching. She's in her windup and a changeup. What is it? I think it's a ball. Ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike to Bertram. Next pitch by Deline is strike 2. Like I said, I'm sitting up high behind home plate, and the home plate umpire's got a big strike zone. So if anything's close, you better be swinging. And there's a ball. There goes a runner down the second. Here's the throw. Not in time. Anderson steals second base. Of course, if you're familiar with softball, there is no leadoff. You can't lead off when you're on the bases. 2-2 pitch to Bertram. Deline delivers. That's inside for ball 3. I think we got a full count. Bertram batting. Full count to Bertram. 4-0, Border West leading. There's a pop-up. Foul territory. The first baseman, Geiser, makes the catch in the first base coaching box in foul territory. 1 out. Nice job there by Maddie Geiser, the Eagle first baseman. That wasn't easy. You could see a lot of spin on the softball there. You got to glove it tight, and Geiser did a super job there. Here's Paulson. Paulson had the big hit in the game in the first inning, 2 RBI single. Next pitch high, gets away from the catcher, Bond, and the runner advances to third base. Yeah, Paulson hit a big out to right center field, and that scored 2 runs in the first. Next pitch is down low. The infield is in. I can't get over this crowd here today. There's a ground ball foul to the third base dugout. The JV game is playing to my left here, and I don't know what the score is. The scoreboard ain't on. Brand new tennis courts out here, too. There's a shot to right that's going to fall in there. Borsted gets the ball, and that scores a run. On her way to second is Paulson. She has a double. Another RBI for Paulson. 3 RBIs. It was a hard hit ball to right field. Borsted ran over, and I tell you, Paulson turned on the Jets. She got a double out of that. That scored Anderson from third. And it's 5-0, Border West. Here's a left-handed batter, the pitcher, Sadie Wright. She throws left, and she bats left. 1 strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. Next pitch is down low. There goes the runner to third, and Bond's going to hold on to the ball, not throw it to third. Two balls, one strike to Border West, Sadie Wright. It's pitcher versus pitcher here. Ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike with a runner on third. There's a hard hit ball, a short, fielded nicely by Whitnable, and she throws her out. Wow, that was a hard hit ball. That scores a run, however, as Whit Nabel threw it to first base to Geiser. Man, that was a shot. Carson Whit Nabel, I would have reacted that quick, let me tell you. She fielded the ball, just textbook, threw it to first for the out. Two outs here in the top of the third inning, now 6-0. There's a long fly ball left field. Kahn rolls over, makes a running catch. Kelly Kahn out left on the dead run towards the foul line, and she has all smiles, and she's getting high fives from her teammates. My goodness. So Porter West comes up with two runs on one hit, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We'll go. It's 6-0. Border West leading Lacqua Parle Valley. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Welcome back to Lacqua Parle Valley High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Non-conference softball matchup between Border West and Lacqua Parle Valley. Right now, Border West leading the Eagles 6-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Carson Whit Nabel is batting for the Eagles. And two balls, two strikes, the number 11, Carson Whit Nabel. Sadie Zarbach will bat next, and then Ashton Shellstead. Border West left-handed pitcher, Sadie Wright, a 10th grader, in her windup, and the pitch to Whit Nabel, swing and a miss, struck her out. When Carson goes down swinging there for the first out, and here's Sadie Zarbach, number 10, the third baseman for the Eagles, her first at-bat here in the ballgame. And the pitch to Sadie, big cut and miss there by Zarbach. Coach Swatsky at third base. A lot of people in their lawn chairs in the outfield here at Lacqua Parle Valley. Some sitting in their cars, but some people are enjoying the sunshine. A little different than last night when it was near blizzard conditions at the end of the Dawson Boyd baseball game last night. I don't think I've ever experienced anything like that. Swing and a miss by Sadie for strike two. 6-0, Border West leading the Eagles. One ball, two strikes to Zarbach. Right in her delivery, and a swing and a miss struck her out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sadie Wright. Here's Ashton Shellstead, the designated player for Lacqua Parle Valley. Right, delivers. Swing and a miss for strike one. Six strikeouts for Wright. Ashton Shelstead batting in the number eight spot for Lacapal Valley. Here's the pitch by Wright, and that's down low. Couple other softball games. The Minnesota Vikings are in Marshall taking on the Tigers. And the Montevideo softball team, they're hosting Lakeview tonight. Here's the pitch in the dirt. And Wright, a little frustrated with herself on that pitch, asking for a new softball. Dawson Boyd baseball team, they're in Ruthven tonight. Their game was supposed to be scheduled for tomorrow, but they changed it to today. So the Blackjacks are playing RTR right now. Try to get you an update on that game here in a little bit. There's a ball. Three balls, one strike to Shelstead. Here's the pitch. Strike two. We got a full count. Full count to Shelstead with two outs here in the bottom of the third. Border West leading the Eagles 6-0. And the sophomore lefty delivers. Called strike three. See, that was a mowing down inning. Wright strikes out Whitnable, Zarbach, and Shelstead. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Hey, we're going to the top of the fourth inning. It's Border West 6, Lacapal Valley 0. We'll be right back.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
We're back here at Lacapal Valley High School. Border West leading the Eagles 6-0 in the season opener. Paul Ramo here, and that was a quick between innings here. Here's another ground ball, and that's off the leg of Zarbach, and all the runners will be safe. That was Hennessy taking the first pitch there, hits it to third. And down the second is Wright. Here's the Hannah Gary, the first baseman for Border West. As we're coming out of commercial break, Stotesbury swung at the first pitch and popped it out to Borstead and Wright for the first out. So we got one out already. And then two quick batters are swinging at the first pitch, putting the ball in play. And now we got Gary batting with runners on second and third. Pass ball there. Runners will move up. Wright goes to third, Hennessy to second. Gary has a 2-2 count on her. And now the coach here talking with, they're waiting for a softball to come in, okay. Ava Deline, the right-hander, ninth grader in the circle. The pitch is high for a ball. I always want to say on the mound, but there is no mound in softball. It's a circle. 3-1 pitch. Ball four. That's a walk. Bases are loaded. Bases are loaded for Border West. And here's Ellen Anderson, number 13, the catcher. She's been on base both at bats, reached on an error, and got a base hit. Here's a high fly ball, second base, Traeger going back. Second baseman makes the catch. Two outs. That was a huge out. Traeger catching it at second base on a pop-up off the bat of Anderson. And here's Bertram, Micaiah Bertram, with the bases loaded for Border West. They lead 6-0. And the first pitch to Bertram is high for a ball. You want to get out of this inning here, because up next is Paulson, and she already has three RBIs in the game. So it's imperative that Deleen gets Bertram out here to end the inning. Two outs, 2-0 count. Ground ball foul for strike one. Let's see, the Border West has Wright at third, Hennessy at second, Gary at first, and batting is Bertram. With two outs here in the fourth inning, top of the fourth. Next pitch, ground ball, off the glove of Deleen, and everybody's going to be safe, and two runs are going to score. Wright scores, Hennessy scores, and well, that will give a base hit there, but there was an error on the second baseman, Traeger. She tried to flip it to the shortstop, and it just got by Whitnabel, allowing an extra. Oh, there's a shot to left field. That might score two. Here around is Gary around third. She's going to score. Here comes another run, and two runs in for guess who? Paulson. What a day she is having. Takes the first pitch just over the head of shortstop Whitnabel, and that scores two more runs. And here's the next batter, number 17, or 7, the pitcher, Sadie Wright. Bertram scores. 10-0 the score. Oh, there's a well-hit ball deep center field, and one bounce hits the center field fence. And Paulson comes in to score, and a RBI double for Sadie Wright, the pitcher. She just helped her own cause out there. And that was a monster. That was the longest hit ball of the day in front of the 210 sign deep center field. Took one bounce and hit the fence. And it's 11-0. Here's Kellen batting. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. Boy, these last couple of batters, all this happening on two outs, scoring the runs. Here's the windup in the pitch, swung on and missed. I tell you, Deleen has a nasty changeup, and that fooled Kellen there. She was way off balance swinging. Next pitch, ground ball, short. Whitnabel fields it. Throws it the first in to get the third out to stop the bleeding. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 runs in the fourth inning there for Border West, and they lead 11-0. We'll take a break and come back with the Eagles coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
At City Hall Bar and Grill, we say come for the food and stay for the fun. Hey, it's Troy, and if you've got an event coming up, we'll bring the great food to you. That's right, City Hall Bar and Grill offers full-service catering for just about any occasion. From work events and weddings to graduations, reunions, and backyard parties, we've got the menu and the experience to make it easy. Let City Hall Bar and Grill handle the food so you can enjoy the party.
it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
All right, the Eagles down 11-0. The Border West, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and here's the top of the order. Let's see if the Eagles can get this goose egg off the scoreboard. Aiden Bond batting. One ball, two strikes to Aiden Bond. She grounded out to the first baseman in her only at-bat. Next pitch high for ball two, 2-2. And the JV game over here looks like Lacapaw Valley scoring some runs in the JV game. Eagle fans making some noise there. Wright, the pitcher, doing a fantastic job. And there's a pitch high. Full count to number six, the catcher, Aiden Bond, for Lacapaw Valley. Full count to Bond. Wright taking her time. Her team leads 11-0. It was a big inning last inning. This Paulson girl. There's a pitch down low, ball four. The Eagles have a base runner. They get their leadoff batter on base. Bond down the first base. Here's number seven, Callie Kahn. Kahn, Wright has only thrown, she hasn't even thrown 50 pitches. Pitch in the dirt, goes to the backstop. Bond runs down the second base. Wright struck out six batters. Here's the next pitch. You're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch is outside for a ball. Eagles last inning, Wright struck the side out. 1-2-3 inning. Next pitch, shot down the right field line, it's foul. Boy, Callie got a hold of that one if she just straightened it out a little better. Callie had an outstanding basketball season for the Eagles. She's a senior, be graduating this year. In about a month, I would guess. I don't know how many days of school the seniors have left. Two balls, one strike to Callie. Wright's pitch is down low for a ball, two. Well, three, excuse me, 3-1. Just looking at the stands are full below me here. A lot of people here. A lot of people in the outfield. There's a shot, a little blooper to short. Easy catch there for Wright. One out. Just a con swung at the ball and just a bloop pop-up to the shortstop for Border West. Here's Maddie Geiser. Swing and a miss by Maddie. She grounded out to short, right. They're sisters, the shortstop and the pitcher. One's a senior. The shortstop's a senior. And the pitcher, Sadie, is a sophomore for Border West. Oh, there's that changeup, and Maddie went after it. Strike two. 0-2 count to Geiser. Border West, the pitch, oh, way high, and then Bond's going to go to third base. That went to the backstop. That's probably the wildest pitch that Wright has thrown all day. I don't know if it slipped out of her hand or what, but that was like 10 feet. 11-0 is your score. Border West leading the Eagles in the season opener for both teams. One ball, two strikes to Geiser. Here's the pitch. Check swing and goes to, ooh, look out. Ooh, that ball almost hit somebody in the bleachers down the first baseline. Lucky they were paying attention. That ball just went over the top of the fence down the first base dugout. There's a set of bleachers there. Two strikes. Next pitch, called strike three. Two outs. That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That was the seventh strikeout for Wright. Here's Faith Meyer for La Caparo Valley. Faith playing center field. She struck out in her only at-bat, and there's a strike to Faith. Maybe we've got a pinch batter here. Let me see. Right in the windup. There's a strike. Number eight. Oh, we got a pinch batter here. This is Abby Amlin batting. Excuse me. Abby Amlin is batting for the first time today. Here's a pitch to Amlin. Swings at that one. Fouls it back to the backstop. 0-2 count. Bond's at third base. Let's see if Abby can hit in Bond and get that zero off the scoreboard for La Caparo Valley. Of course, the 10-run rule is in effect. Got to play five. Amlin at the plate. And there's a shot to short, fielded nicely by Wright. Throws the first for the third out. Hard hit ball there by Abby Amlin. And it's 11-0. Border West leading La Caparo Valley. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with Border West coming to bat here in the top of the fifth.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am, but what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help.
We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
All right, welcome back to La Caparo Valley, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles are down to Border West, 11-0. And we got number 15 batting. There's a strike three called. Oh, batting number 9 batter, yeah. Okay, we got a new batter there. Got to get her name. That's a strikeout. Nice pitch there by Deline. One out. Here's the top of the order and Wright. That's number 26, Jordan Wright, batting. She's come around to score twice in the game. And there's a high fly ball to right center. Borsted underneath of it makes the catch, and we got two quick outs. F9. Line scores Reed. 11 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Border West. For La Caparo Valley, no runs, no hits, and 6 errors. Now batting for Border West, Micaiah Hennessy. Here's the windup by Deline. And a ground ball, short in the hole, knocked down by Whitnabel. She's got a tough play, and the throw not in time. Nice stop there by Whitnabel. There's nothing Carson can do about that. just out of the reach of the third baseman, Zarbach. And it was deep in the hole there for the shortstop, Whitnable. They're going to have a new batter here, a pinch runner, number two. Hennessy's going to run. Batting is number 22, the first baseman, Hannah Gary. What a game that Paulson is having for Border West. Five RBIs. She had two in the first, one in the third, two in the fourth. Two outs. We're in the top of the fifth inning. 11-0. There's a strike thrown by Deline to Gary. Here's the windup by Ava, and that's inside for a ball. Paul Ramo out here at Lacapaw Valley. We lost our sun again. Sure nice when the sun's out. Next pitch, ground ball. Zarbach knocks it down, but it goes into left field. And runners on first and second, and Ellen Anderson will be batting. I think we got a new batter here. Number 11. No. Let's see who we have here. Head coach for Border West talking to the umpire. And we got a number 10 batting. And that's Anderson. Here's a ground ball and out of the glove of Deline. And Traeger can't pick it up, and everybody's going to be safe. So the bases will be loaded for Border West. Once again, all this stuff happening with two outs. Just can't get that third out. Here's Bertram. Guess who's on deck? Paulson. So if you're an Eagle, you want to get Bertram out here so Paulson doesn't bat. She's swinging a hot bat. There's a ground ball to Zarbach. She likes to throw to first, and there's the third out. Nice play by Zarbach. Well, the Eagles need some work to do. They're down 11-0. 10-run rule in effect here as the Eagles bat in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-987-5536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Sports also brought to you by the Lacapaw Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fuel, Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lacapaw Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Paul Raymond out here at Lacapaw Valley. The sun is out shining again, and the Eagles have some work to do. They're down 11-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Raya Borstead, Eva Traeger, and Carson Whitnable, the first three batters. And taking the first pitch from right to Borstead, it's a strike to Raya Borstead. Right, the pitch is high for a ball. What a pitching performance by Sadie Wright. Here's the windup and the pitch, and that's high. Ooh, right, wanted a strike called. Kind of paused and looked at the umpire on that call. Two balls, one strike to Raya Borstead. Here's the pitch. Popped up in the infield. The second baseman, Gale, calling for it and catches it for the out. One out. Here's Eva Traeger. Coach Swatsey, you may have a new batter here for Traeger. Let's see. It's going to be number 12. Yeah, new batter, and that is Conroy. Conroy batting for the first time. She's a left-handed batter. Trying to get a base hit. She kind of drag butts it foul. Well, the Saturday morning coaches show tomorrow at 9 o'clock with Dick Newman, or 8:30. That's right, I forgot. It's springtime. We've got so many coaches to get in. We start at 8:30 tomorrow for the coaches show. Another drag bunt foul, or did she? No, that was a ball. Deegan Conroy batting. 1-1 count to Conroy. Now she steps out, looks at her wristband that she has. Coach Sawatsky hollering instructions to her. Here's the pitch, a drag bunt foul for strike two. Conroy must be fast, trying to bunt her way on. Will Basil Rabbits do that? It's kind of a swinging bunt. One ball, two strikes, Wright's pitch, and that's ball two in the dirt. Wright kind of rolled that one. Border West leading the Eagles here in the bottom of the fifth. 10-run rule in effect here. 2-2 count. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Two outs. It's up to Carson Whitnabel. Carson Whitnabel batting. See if Carson can keep the game going here. Here's the windup and the pitch. And that's high for a ball. If Border West gets this final out, we'll have our Neon Needles postgame show coming up. Here's the pitch. Strike called to Whitnabel. Boy, the American flag out in center field is not moving at all. And the sun's out. What is it, 50-some degrees? Good spring weather. Here's the next pitch. Ground ball to short. No, the third baseman cuts it off, throws the first. And there's your out, and Border West wins it. And that's a no-hitter for Sadie Wright, the sophomore. They win it 11-0 over La Caparo Valley. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. WOW Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by WOW Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Wow. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Locked out? Phone cracked? Need a new car key? Don't panic. Call Evenson Electronics. We're your local experts for fast, reliable electronics repairs, locksmith services, and auto key programming. From smartphones to smart locks, or even key fobs, we fix it all quickly and affordably. Call Dave at 320-297-0370. That's 320-297-0370. Evenson Electronics. We unlock doors, devices, and possibilities.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Border West defeats La Caprile Valley 11-0 in five innings, and a no-hitter thrown by the Border West pitcher, Sadie Wright, who joins me here on the post-game show. Congratulations, Sadie.
Thank you.
Wow, did you do a lot of pitching last year?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Is this the first year you've combined with Clinton Graceville, Beardsley, and Wheaton?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what school do you go to?
I go to Graceville.
Graceville, okay. Yes. What was working for you here tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, good changeup?
Uh-huh, rise ball.
The what?
Rise ball.
The rise ball.
Yep.
And so that's a fastball that rises?
Yep.
Okay. I'm new to softball, so. Talk about your team this year. You got a pretty good team?
We got a pretty good team, strong defense, good hitting team, too.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, a pretty good hitting team for La Caprile. This is your first game to this year, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, you might have to share this player of the game t-shirt with Paulson. I got her for like five RBIs,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, she did really well.
Yeah, she had five RBIs, so.
Yeah.
So who's going to be tough in your conference?
Swanville, probably, and West Central.
Okay. So, yeah, well, the best of luck to you the rest of the year, and congratulations on throwing a no-hitter. Did you throw a no-hitter last year?
I'm not really sure.
You're not sure? You don't pay attention to that, huh?
Not really.
Well, gee, I would. So, congratulations. You get a t-shirt from Neon Needles in Dawson. So.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Sadie. Have fun this year.
Thank you.
Yep. You can put that down. There we go. That's Sadie Wright. Her stats, 5 innings pitched, no hits, no runs, and 8 strikeouts for Border West as they beat La Caparra Valley 11-0. And let's get, you can go. Yep. Yep. And Ava DeLean for the Eagles pitched 5 innings, gave up 9 hits. 6 were earned, and she struck out 3 for DeLean in the debut there for the Eagles. And they just had a tough day at the plate facing Wright. So the Eagles fall 11-0. And I'm not sure if Coach Swatsky's coming up or not. He usually does. No, he's down there visiting with some of his players yet. So that'll wrap things up here from La Caparra Valley. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Or I should mention our WOW Autowash and Laundromat play of the game. Let's see. I got to think about that one. I'm going with Paulson for Border West. 5 RBIs. First inning, she hit it deep to left field. Second, the third inning, she had a 2 RBI single. That was the fourth inning, 2 RBI single to left center field. And she knocked the cover off the ball. And I think that fourth inning double that broke the game open in the fourth inning by Paulson. So that's our WOW Autowash and Laundromat play of the game. Yeah, the Laundromat now. It's open in Dawson there. Nice, great place. And we thank Brent for sponsoring the WOW Autowash and Laundromat play of the game. Coach's show tomorrow morning on Saturday, and our next broadcast will come Tuesday. I believe I'll be in Granite Falls with Dawson Boyd's softball team as Dawson Boyd takes on Yellow Medicine East. That'll be our next broadcast this coming Tuesday. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring softball right here on Q92, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Coach's show. Back to you at the studios, Phil.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Our sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Briar Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Madison Dairy Queen, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluber Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Chris Wodzinski for House, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Clement Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, The Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lanes Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. The time now, 5:46. It's time for local news on Q92, brought to you by CCM Health Montevideo.
Elevate your fitness journey at the CCM Wellness Center. Whether you're shooting hoops, mastering pickleball, or interested in group fitness classes, we've got something for everyone. Our state